where the miracle began. As the disciples crossed the Sea of Galilee at dawn, they saw a human form gliding across the water, silhouetted against the eastern sky. They rubbed their eyes. Was it a hallucination? But it did not go away. It was real, something neither they nor anyone else had ever seen. They broke out in a cold sweat and cried out hoarse with terror. 2 minutes later, there was further consternation among them. Peter jumped over the side of the boat. What is more, he did not plunge into the water as they had expected, but landed on it as if it were an asphalt road. His feet hit the water with a bump, not a splash. Now there were two figures walking on the waves. Two important facts. One, miracle conditions began while Peter was still in the boat. Suddenly, he became different. 1 minute panicking, his hair standing on end, and the next minute daring to do what no mere man had ever done, walk on water. When Peter changed, the situation changed. Peter found things different when he was different. Some people accept things as they are and then blame what they are on where they are. However, we know that when Christ comes into someone's life, then heaven works things out. Situations can be changed. That is a great biblical truth. If we look more carefully at the story of Peter, we shall see something even greater than Peter's circumstances changing. Nothing had changed in Peter's environment. The water looked exactly the same, but Peter had changed. He had become master of the circumstances. The sea billows still rolled, but Peter walked over them. He made a doormat of them. Jesus saves us and our households, us and the things around us. Acts 16:31.
Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved, you and your household.
Miracles begin within us and then affect our surroundings. The sea threatened Peter, opening its foaming mouth to swallow him, but Peter made it an open thoroughfare when Jesus called him to come.
God does not guarantee us everlastingly calm seas and prosperous voyages.
2. It was Christ Himself who put the disciples where they were. He made His disciples get into the boat and go before Him to the other side, Matthew 14:22. Yet the boat was tossed by the waves, for the wind was contrary, Matthew 14:24. So troubles may arise when we are, or even because we are, doing God's explicit will. But we must give God time and let Him work things together for good. Romans 8:28.
And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are the called according to His purpose.
Jesus, in fact, was in charge. He had seen them struggling out on the Sea of Galilee when he was up on the hillside.
Now, when evening came, the boat was in the middle of the sea, and he was alone on the land. Then he saw them straining at rowing, for the wind was against them.
Mark 6, verses 47 through 48. Do not worry, the Lord has good eyesight. God does not guarantee us everlasting calm seas and prosperous voyages. Even Paul was shipwrecked 3 times. The disciples were